There's a kind of deep divide in when people try to give evolutionary explanations for social behaviors. Some people try to explain them in terms of adaptations, say that social behaviors are adaptations to individual relationships. Like, people evolve to punish each other so that they can deter my particular social partners from hurting me again in the future. That's the kind of individual side of it. But there's other people who kind of are more focused on what norms would, through kind of cultural evolution, what norms would make groups functional and what norms would make groups dysfunctional. And what they think is that it's really you should focus on you. They think that these social behaviors like punishment are really about maintaining functional group norms. And that's where the altruistic punishment stuff comes in. I'm punishing you even though I'm not going to get anything out of it, so that my group will succeed in a sense because it won't descend into that kind of chaos. So there's a big debate between these two groups about which way is the kind of best way to think about the evolution of social behavior. And so kind of what we were, and like I said, the people who have focused on this kind of punishment that goes way beyond what will actually deter your individual partners, right? Well, this punishment that goes way beyond what will actually help you individually has typically been explained by people in the norm side of it. So one of our motivations here was to see if we could find an explanation for that kind of really rigid, persistent, like seemingly irrational punishment, in terms of the individual explanation. So that was kind of because our paper is all about, we don't talk about the norms at all. It's all about that explaining that kind of really rigid behavior in terms of the kind of dynamics between two individuals in a kind of repeated relationship, in a long-term relationship. So that was kind of one of our motivations was to try to explain the thing that mostly had been explained by the norm side of things with through the other side, the individual side.